What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Joining us here now on WEEI Afternoons is the Kemeno family. Hadley Kemeno is 6 years old. She was diagnosed with T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. She's here with her dad, Matt, her mom, Jessica, and her sister, her older sister, nine-year-old, Cameron, who is stealing the show right now. Looks like a star. I don't know if she can see herself on the monitor, so she's mic'd up. Let's start with mom, Jessica. Tell me a little bit about the backstory of how Hadley's diagnosis came about and what that was like.
Yeah, so we moved here to the States in 2021. We moved from Bermuda, and we went back for vacation in Bermuda, and Hadley was just, like, pretty miserable the whole time. Like, she just, like, had a cold, it seemed like, and a cough, and she was just super tired. And then we came back, and we went, bless you. again, like, we were on the Cape on vacation, and just the whole time she was just like constantly tired. And what really made me wonder what was going on was she started to get really puffy and combined with a cough, and it was just very like almost like looked like an allergic reaction. And so we were due actually to go, like my whole family was visiting, and we were due to go to the Cape again, and I was like, let me just get her checked out before we go again to the Cape. And so Matt actually took her to our PCP, and like he was like, oh, they want to rule out pneumonia, so they're going to take a chest x-ray. So they did, and then like we didn't think anything of it, and I just went to go meet him there. Cameron was at cheer practice, and then I went to go meet him, and she came in, and she just sat down, and she was like, she was really actually unassuming about it. She just said, you know, like they see something on the scan that's not normal. Like they want you to go to Children's. And I mean, we've had enough trips to the emergency room, like and unexpected before that through completely unrelated things that we were like, really? Like, do we really have to go all the way to Children's and stuff? And she was like, yep. Yep, you do. And I actually like, took a photo of the x-ray, and she was like, that mass on her chest, like shouldn't be there. So, it's strange, like I wasn't at, like still even at that stage. So we had had, a very good friend of ours pass away about a month earlier. Their daughter, died of DIPG. I don't know what the official name of that is, but she's basically brain cancer. And, she passed away, and it was like a big event in our community. So like proximity wise, I guess I kind of thought like cancer was just so far. Just like that can't possibly happen. And so we headed to Children's and went to the emergency room, and it was pretty quick. And so, which I guess is kind of shocking, like it's so clear on lab results, that I'm sort of like, well, why aren't we just doing lab results at every physical kind of thing? And then we moved pretty quickly, and within like 3 hours we were in the ICU. And and then I remember being like, because mentally, I think I was still like, my family's here. Like, we're supposed to be going on vacation. And I was like, is she going to just get treated? We didn't know it was cancer at that stage. They just said that she was going to be admitted, I think. And then they were like, no, she's probably going to be here for the next 4 or 5 weeks. And we were like, wow. What? Like, I just never even knew that about, you know, I just assumed like you'd be treated at home, or I don't know what I thought, but,
perhaps maybe something outpatient as opposed to like, no, you're going to be remanded to our care for over a month's time. Like you were thinking about a vacation next thing, like, all right, fine. Oh. We'll get an x-ray. And then all of a sudden now your life is veritably turned upside down. What was the whole family response like when that happened?
I mean, it was crazy. I mean, in 6 hours, we went from, you know, planning to go to the Cape in a few days to our daughter's got cancer. And when a doctor tells you that, that's a scary word. It's a scary word to hear. You always think the worst. You think cancer is a death sentence. Once it settles in, you know, those first few days, I think you can only describe it as it feels like someone's hit you in the face with a frying pan. You've maybe been hit by Mike Tyson. You have no idea what's going on. You're all over the place. And then things settle down and you kind of get a better understanding of where you are. You work out a plan at home. You know, obviously we had Cameron. You know, we got two dogs at home. You know, we both work. And you're kind of like, well, how am I going to juggle this? As well as being told I got to live at a hospital for 4 weeks, you know. So you put a plan together. You kind of go into game management. I will give Jess the credit for that. She runs the house. You know, she's the manager. And we got through it, but she runs it. She did it all. And you make it through. And it's every parent's worst nightmare. You know, you never expect it's going to be your kid. You know, you see the commercials on TV for Dana-Farber and, you know, and the other places. And you see them and you say to yourself, wow, that sucks. Man, how do parents do that? You know, I'm so glad that's not me. And then suddenly it was us. So it was a crazy, you get every emotion. But you make a plan. You know, there was a lady, I was watching this morning, and she was saying that, you know, people would say to her, I couldn't do it. How do you do it? I couldn't do what you're going through. And she was exactly right. She's like, well, you have to. You don't have a choice.
Right.
What are you going to do? Sit back and be like, I'm not dealing with this. It's like, no, this is our daughter. She's been diagnosed with something bad. We're going to deal with it. It's going to be tough. It's going to be 2 years, but we will get through it. And you do. I don't know how you do, but somehow you do.
So you're obviously literally in survival mode for Hadley, but also as a family figuring it out. And so where does Dana-Farber come in terms of helping you treatment-wise, but also helping you figure out how are you going to make this work with Cameron and your family and your work and everything? How does that all come together?
Yeah, so Matt and I both work full-time, so like the planning into sort of how we are going to make this work with Dana-Farber and Jimmy Fund Clinic and stuff like that was huge. And like a couple of things, first of all, accommodating sort of like we go in early in the morning, like and treating, just like helping to keep this as streamlined as possible with the scheduling side of things, managing expectations like about how things are going to go. Dana-Farber in particular, like I would say is sort of like the biggest thing for us, not even in terms of like cancer care, has been like operate the dog. Hadley doesn't love going to clinic. It's like, and so like having Opry there was like, has just been a game changer. So
seems like it's like the treatment itself is also sounds pretty intense as it need be. So every certain something to brighten her day, give her something to look forward to, veritably soften the blow is so important.
Yeah. And I mean, it's interesting, like, you know, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and like I have like such a vivid memory of always seeing like St. Jude's commercials and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And like leukemia was like such a big thing. Like I remember after having kids, like thinking like if something was wrong, like fears of leukemia. And so like then having Hadley be diagnosed, you know, being able to go to Dana-Farber and actually have like the functionality and the cure as well. Like that's the thing, like what Hadley has, which is T-cell ALL, is a curable cancer. And like you think about the like that took 40 years to get to that stage, which is that, mm-hmm. Sorry, I just hear a lot of breathe. And you know, without that research, which I think the research is something that's so interesting, like you don't see it until you experience it. And so like, we're so fortunate to be here, you know, and like, I don't really know actually what the link to Dana-Farber through Harvard is, but I know all of their email addresses are Harvard. So, you know, having that expertise and is like just been amazing. And like, I have so much confidence, like, you know, it's, you wouldn't even like think to go somewhere, like you wouldn't even think to challenge anything they say. I have never Googled anything about her illness just because like I never had to.
Right.
Like, you know,
you don't walk out of there and say, now let me get a second opinion.
Yeah.
Right. The best, you trust them and they're doing the best for your child.
Exactly.
Cameron, we didn't give you a microphone for no reason. We got to hear from the cheerleader in the family.
Yeah.
So you're a cheerleader? So does that mean like youth football or like you on the sidelines? How does that work?
I'm on the sideline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you like cheerleading?
Yeah.
And I heard you're going to get Hadley into cheerleading too?
Yes.
Yeah? So you guys are both going to be on the sidelines cheering together?
Well, we're on different teams, so not at the same games.
Oh, so you're like the veteran. She'll be like the rookie. She's got to work her way up the ladder to be cool like you, right? Obviously, Hadley's not feeling great today. Where are we sort of in the treatment process?
So we just hit the year mark on August 13th, and she's at the in the continuation stage, which is like the stage you're like dying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like the relief once we hit that stage has been like, you know, huge. It's dramatically different. It still is. It's all 3 week cycles for everything. The first week usually is the worst, and then second and third are better. This particular cycle hasn't worked out that way. But you know, it's a learning curve. I would say disappointment is such a huge factor and a big emotion throughout this process. Like we will think things are going well, and then they just won't. And so that's really hard.
I think calling that a roller coaster is what it is. There's good days, there's bad days, and as Jess said, luckily the diagnosis she has is curable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the money that's raised through these events, you know, and the PAM Mass Challenge and things like today,
right,
goes directly towards Dana-Farber to find these treatments and cures. And the research they've done over the years, luckily for us, that there is a process that she goes through. There obviously isn't for every type of cancer out there. Which is why it's so important today for, you know, the fundraising, so those other types can get the research. So, you know, we can get that cure. We want 100% cure, so no family should have to go through this. But, you know, for Hadley, she largely lives a normal life, by and large. You know, she'll go to school.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well,
Tango, aisle one.
Our headset's like gum. Yeah. You just cut the hair to get it out.
Yeah, we may have to do that.
Hadley does lead a very normal life at the moment. But mm-hmm. I think one of the things that is so upsetting for families, and particularly like Hadley was about to do to start kindergarten, so she couldn't start kindergarten. And just like, you can't underestimate those small things. Like that was taken away. Like she,
of course,
you will never have that, you know, like, and I just, you know, so in that sense, like so much, it's so hard with these pediatric cancers. Like you do, even if you know, the prognosis is a good one, like you're still taking away so much from them as well. Mm-hmm. Like their child, like the emotional strain that she goes through is just like heartbreaking to see. And but then she, you know, it gives you a different perspective, I guess, because we tend to look at it like Matt will say like, why ask, kind of thing, and I'm like, well, like thank God this is the type of cancer she got, you know. Mm-hmm. Trying to see the silver lining, but you know, it is, thank, with the research and stuff that, and the fact that they have this established protocol, which sounds like from what I'm hearing is getting changed consistently with the advances that they're making, is, you know, hopefully going to have less of an impact. And,
right,
you know, it is a 2-year protocol. So that's a hard pill to swallow.
Every dollar matters as far as research, as far as clinical trials, the care that you guys get medicinally, holistically, overall that they provide. We admire you guys so much as well for being able to handle, like you said, the roller coaster, the ups and the downs, all the, like, you know, a lot of parents, like your kid coughs or like sneezes, like, oh no, now I have to stay home from work and what's going to happen, whatever, and could just very well be something small, but if it turns out to be something significant, there are people there that will take care of you, and that's why Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund have been so important. I have a great idea for a cheer for your sister as well. Maybe like something like B-E-T-T-E-R, get better. How about that?
She doesn't love it.
Nope, doesn't love it. All right. Well, we workshopped it. We tried it out.
You stick to your thing, Funny Dan. Right, she'll stick to the cheerleader.
All right, all right.
Matt, I did want to point out, though, you mentioned the PMC Challenge.
We did.
So Matt, if you're not watching on Twitch, is in a sling right now because Matt, who has two children, which means one for each arm, is about to be a one-armed man. You're having surgery because you fell off your bike and the
PMC. You're kidding.
I did. So I was doing the PAM Mass a couple of weeks ago. Not the two-dayer. It's too old for that. I was doing the Bourne Bridge to Provincetown.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it was good. You know,
good ride.
About 3 or 4 miles before the end, I sadly crashed. And
what happened?
So, long story. The guy in front of me somehow crashed. I then crashed into him. We had a pile-up. I go over the handlebars and ripped all my shoulder ligaments. So
Stuff you only see on like Tour de France highlights.
Exactly.
Or,
right?
Or with Chris Sale. I mean, if Chris Sale can fall off his bike and get hurt, you can fall off your bike.
We can all do it.
And I would love to know what that phone call at home is like. Hey, guess what?
You're going to laugh.
Did you do it? That's amazing. You helped out the yeah. You what?
So it was actually so sad because we were stood at the finish line and my friend had made signs for the girls to hold and they were like, my dad finished the PAM Mass Challenge, and we got a picture of them. And I said to Matt later that day, I was like, I want to show you this photo just because I don't want you to see it. And like, I want you to just be prepared.
I didn't finish the PAM Mass Challenge.
It happens.
It happens. But I raised $20,000.
Oh, way to go.
You know,
way to go.
I'll give up a shoulder to raise $20,000 for the research.
You got two of them.
Exactly. Who needs two, right?
I don't want. I got a spare on that side. You're fine.
I don't see. I think the biggest thing was I can't play golf anymore this summer. Was a tough thing, but
yeah,
there's probably some people watching that say that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, between the two of us, we can put plenty in the municipal lakes for you. That's
yes,
fine.
Yes.
I can join you with that. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to Hadley. Good luck to your entire family. Good luck, Cameron, with your cheerleading this fall on the sidelines. Is your team good? Are the boys you cheer for good? Do they score a lot of touchdowns?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That makes your job easier, right?
They're very good, aren't they?
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
I think for a very fun season.
You want to give them a shout out?
You want to wave them? Want to give them a shout out?
Who?
To all your friends on the football team.
Hingham Youth Football.
Wait, what do I do?
Hingham Youth Football. Give them a shout out.
Just say,
go Raiders.
What, go Raiders. What up, Hingham Youth Football?
Go Raiders.
Yeah, What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You know what? I don't like saying that either because I saw Tom Brady wearing a Raiders jersey the other day and I thought that was gross.
All right. Thank you guys to the Kemeno family. Good luck. See you down the road.
The best.
If you want to help the Kemeno family and all the families out there, you can donate now at jimmyfund.org or text KCANCER to 56512.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.